AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department is sending monitors to 24 states in an effort to ensure compliance with federal voting rights laws in tomorrow's elections. The 2022 election is playing out against the backdrop of persistent falsehoods made by former President Donald Trump and his Republican allies about losing the 2020 vote. Democrats, on the other hand, have expressed concerns over the potential for voter suppression. The day before Election Day, a GOP claim of election law violations has been thrown out of a court in Detroit.
A lawsuit by a Republican candidate that challenged voting by absentee ballots in Detroit has been dismissed. GOP Secretary of State candidate Christina Caramo and others filed the suit 13 days before Election Day. A judge in Wayne County says Caramo and the other plaintiffs failed to produce any evidence of violations. The suit made a variety of allegations about how Detroit reviews signatures on absentee ballots and monitors drop-off boxes. It also alleged that the city was using what were claimed to be uncertified high-speed ballot tabulators. Judge Tim Kinney says the plaintiff's failure to make a case was dramatic. I'm Norman Hall.
A judge agreed to extend the deadline to return absentee ballots for voters in a suburban Atlanta county who didn't receive their ballots because election officials failed to mail them. At the World Climate Summit in Egypt, former Vice President Al Gore says this is not a time for moral cowardice.
God has set before humanity a choice between blessings and curses, between life and death. We face that choice today.
Gore said, choose life. Some of the strongest pleas for action at the summit came from leaders of poor nations that cause little of the pollution but often get a larger share of the weather-related damage. A Northrop Grumman cargo capsule ran into trouble with a solar panel. Only one of the two solar panels on the capsule opened successfully following a pre-dawn liftoff. This is AP News. The man who shot John Lennon told the parole board he knew what he did was wrong, but he was seeking fame.
John Lennon, whose music lives on, was gunned down outside his New York City apartment in December 1980. Convicted killer Mark David Chapman was up for his 12th parole hearing in August. In a transcript AP got under a Freedom of Information request, Chapman said the decision to kill Lennon was my big answer to everything. I wasn't going to be a nobody anymore. He also told the board, I knew what I was doing and I knew it was evil. I knew it was wrong, but I wanted the fame so much that I was willing to give everything and take a human life. Chapman's next parole hearing is 2024. Julie Walker, New York.
The government says four areas in Louisiana, two in Texas, should be protected as critical habitat for a rare snake that takes over rodents' burrows. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.